my brain. My dash is dusty, my plates are expired. Please, Mr. Officer, let me explain. I got to make it to a powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car. Got my cheaper in the glove box, I ain't got no spare. Got a feather from an eagle, I ain't got no care. The road is empty in my bottle of desire. Daylight is breaking, the sun touches fire. I got to make another powwow tonight. I'll be singing 49 down by the riverside, looking for sugar, riding in my Indian car.
Welcome to the Native Broadcast Network with the Native Guys.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Trilby.
Welcome to the Powwow Trail with the Native Guys. Hoo-cha!
Welcome to the Native Broadcast Network here on the Blog Talk Radio Waves. You can find us as well at someguytalking.com, the home place of the Native Broadcast Network. Hey, and today we're bringing you another edition of the Pow Wow Trail. Hoo-cha! Way, oh, hey, oh, hey, good kidding. Hey, we're on episode 7, that's right. And today's episode is episode 7. On the powwow trail. How many of you ever got that 777 on that quarter slot machine? Not me. But we do want to ask you, if you're on the powwow trail heading to that casino powwow this weekend, did you bring your player's card or your ID so you can get one? Because it's important. They give you a free play. Wee-cha! Sometimes they give you $25. Whoo! How would I know that? I've been to a couple casinos before. They got some great ones. Especially here in the state of Kansas, they got some pretty good ones to the north of where I am. And also to the east. But hey, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about those cool casino powwows. Please, your back, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because we're going to start the powwow trail. Which are
shut the hell up.
Double the field, easy. Coming out again, 11, scratch, 7, 12. Coming out again.
Four easy. Field roll number 4-4. Hard way now, hard. 6-8er field. Head roll is 4-4. Four way now. Hard is 4. 8-8, hard 8, big 8. Field out of the field. Double out of the field after 8.
Hey, look up in the sky.
It's an eagle.
No, it's a buffalo.
Wait, wait. It's just
the native guys.
Get it right, this fella? Get it right, Hubert?
Bet you might want to see this.
What's going on?
It's a powwow.
Is it the 5 o'clock free crack giveaway?
Oh, yeah. I bet you that sound of the casino noise was getting you ready to go. But you know what? The native guy doesn't hear those sounds very often because he's always donating. He's leaving his money with the casino so other people can win it. Hey, China. Anyways, I'm just kidding.
Shut up!
You know, I may have won a casino game one time back in the day when they still used nickels and quarters. I think it was a whole whopping $40 in nickels. That was the best I ever had. God dang, I know there's more who won more than that. But god dang, we do want to thank all of y'all for joining as I'm just rambling on this episode of the Pound Wild Trail. Yes, like I said, we brought those ambient sounds, the casino sounds, and we're going to do a little bit of Powwow Trail Casino talking today, because they are one of the bigger, and they draw the bigger crowds, they draw the bigger powwow groups, and it's because of, like a casino, there's a chance you could go home with some big winnings.
You mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
But you know what, if you remember, there was a time back in the early 90s, it was a powwow, it drew people from Canada, the Midwest, the Southwest, the Southeast, the Northwest, and it brought them all the way up to the Northeast. It was actually one of the largest powwows that I've looked and researched that was done here in the United States and North America. And as a matter of fact, I got a chance to talk with one of the directors there. It's the Shkemitzin Powwow. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you had a chance to go to it in the early 90s. I talked to one of the directors, Mr. Wayne Reels. We got a chance to talk on the phone yesterday, and we got to talk a little bit about the history. And one of the greatest things that talking to Mr. Reed about it was a, you know, world championship powwow of song and dancing. It brought people from all over the world. And Mr. Reed said the powwow that they had there, the Pequot, Mashantucket Pequots, that powwow and its purpose, the intention of it was accomplished, that they hit the goals that they were wanting to do. And what was that? Well, they wanted to bring Native people together, our American Indian people together. They wanted to break the barriers that we have throughout this world, that we're all from different regions throughout the United States as American Indians. And that was one of the goals. And that was what they did. They were able to bring lots and lots of different tribes from Canada and all the way throughout the United States. They brought them from these different regions. And what was the purpose? Again, that was to break the barriers. Because maybe sometimes in the East, they didn't know about all the powwows that they were having in the South or what was going on in the North. Maybe they didn't get to hear some of the great drum groups from the Northwest Coast or from the South, the Southern singing, or even other drum groups from Canada. And that's what it did. It was able to unite these different regions of Native American country, and that's the great thing. And so as I was talking on the phone with Mr. Reed, one of the things that they did was trying to figure out a good date to get all of the powwow people up to the East Coast. You know, it's not easy. It wasn't easy to do because the powwow trail, as Chubby has brought out and others have brought out, that it starts at a certain time, and they're all spread out the United States. And one of the things is winning and be able to use these winnings to travel to the next powwow. And that was one of the things that we had in our conversation, being Mr. Reed of the Piqua tribe, that finding that date where everybody was able to make it from each region was important. And one of the other things that they did to help make that Shkemitzin powwow, that first big casino powwow that they have, was the biggest thing that I appreciated, that I learned about them putting that powwow together, was they found people from different regions of the United States, from the north, northwest, southwest, southeast, all of these regions. And they brought them all together, and they helped build one of the biggest powwows at the time up. And it was a way of helping them to know and to build a good powwow to bring all these. And those staffs from each region, they all were very well educated in what they knew about their traditional ways. And that was one of the key, as we brought out earlier. It attended what was accomplished. You know, the intention of bringing all these people together, bringing in the staff of people from the Southwest, having drum groups. You know, he mentioned the people from, as I am a Kiowa member, the groups from there, the Kozads, who were champions, Bad Medicine, who were champions, Southern champions. But there were others who were there, and they brought these different styles that, you know, as he brought out, Mr. Reed brought out, said sometimes in the Northeast during that time period, it wasn't easy for them to get up there. It wasn't often that you would get to hear the drum groups of this caliber. And then some of the groups he also mentioned, Rose Hill at the time, Yellowhammer, you had Southern Thunder, you had Yellow Spotted Horse, you had drum groups like Cathedral Lakes, White Eagle, Eagle Whistle, you had Mystic River. These are some great groups of the time. And during that time period, you would have never known who they were, but it was up to these powwows where you started to get these CDs or cassette tapes. Most probably will remember the cassette tapes that you would get. And these were the way, and helped us to learn about some of these. Because, boy, howdy, Mystic River was one of the groups that I really appreciated back then. They came from that area. Stony Park there, another one. They were a great one that I would have never heard about. Or some of these drums from Canada, like Red Bull or oh, there's several others from Canada that I don't even know. Red Bull is one of the more familiar. They might not be from Canada. They might be from the United States. Somebody can chat me up and find out. But you know what? The reason why they got all this staffs and all these people from these different regions of the world, it was because they wanted everybody who were there to know each other better, to know the traditions and cultures of each and every one of the tribes that were invited. And you know what? There was all the top groups that were there. They got to know all the top drum groups when they started Shkemitzin powwow. And that's one of the good things about the casino powwows, that we should take time to look at in Shkemitzin, because it's not like it was today. It's not today. I mean, it's not like it is in the 90s. It's more of a regional powwow, as Mr. Reed brought out talking to him. But there are a lot of good groups that used to come to that powwow that I remember, and that he brought out. And they were coming from Canada, America, and that's where they would say that, yes, this was really a championship powwow. This brought all the dancers from all over the United States and Canada, up to 100 different drum groups each time that the powwows were up there. And those were some of the cool points that we brought out. And what it did, as it brought out, was it's a lot of the people, like the Pequot tribes, it helped them to get staff. It helped them to get understanding the staffing, to help them to understand how to do the powwows, how to bring it out, how to do it. And one of the things about these powwows, these casino powwows, you know, you hear the word casino, you think, oh, these guys got a lot of money, they're going to go into it, and everybody's going to come out with millions of dollars. But Mr. Reed, when we were talking, made one of the greater points. It says the prize money is basically... was used just so they knew that you would be able to use it to get to the next powwow. It wasn't making people millionaires like some of you might think. The powwow at the casino powwows, yeah, a lot of money, $10,000, $11,000, $20,000, that's a lot of money. But when you bring $10,000, $11,000, $15,000, and then you got to travel home, and sometimes you don't win, you know, it adds up. But that's where Mr. Reed also brought out, you know, that the friends and those who are the powwow way, the powwow circle, those who did win and those of who didn't win and were short and wanted to make it, that's how they come together and they shared with each other and they helped with their winnings. And that's the good thing about the casino powwows and the powwow trail. When you get onto them, the way of the people and how we share with one another and do good things for each other, that's important and key. As the Skamitzin powwow, it was one of those powwows which you would be able to remember. It's one of the most vivid in my memories of all casino powwows because it takes me back to the times in the 90s where you hear drum groups like my uncles and them from Bad Medicine and from the Kozad drum groups, and then you had Kiowa Six drum groups. You had these different tribal groups who were there that represented their tribes, and they were so proud. And I know in our complex, we're really proud to see that Skamitzin trophy sitting there, and it still makes me pretty proud because that's a great accomplishment of what the casino powwow helped today, because, you know, it moved on. It kept moving. The casino powwow started showing our tribes better ways and helping others out and sharing our culture and bringing out and also showed you the development that the tribes are doing to help bring benefits to their people, you know. And one of the things that Mr. Reed, as we're going to talk about, is the way that the casino powwows, when they were bringing these different groups to come, the organizers of it, the head staffs, those who were helping out, they invited these different ones for one purpose, and it's the knowledge that they were bringing it. The people who were making it, who came and showed up and shared with the people of the Pequot Nation up in the East Coast, that it was helping them actually bring an international powwow. And I appreciated Mr. Reed saying that in the international powwow, because that's, in a sense, is what it was. It brought nations of our people from all across the United States, all the way from the West Coast to the East, all the way from Canada, all the way into the United States there on the East Coast. And that's how they can say that it was one of the international powwows. And they actually incorporated it into their powwows. And at that time, it was probably one of the most best powwows in the country. And it did it. They started early. They tried to find the right date, usually around the third, fourth weekend of August, so they would get other powwows out of the way and let them get onto the powwow trail, you know. And one of the things that was talked about and discussed with Mr. Reed was the misconception. Again, we're going to talk about that because people might think that the casino powwows, they bring you a lot of money. They bring a lot of money to the people who use it, but that's not really what it is. The money is not a lot. Again, as I say, if you have $10,000, you got 10 singers. That's pretty much, you can do the math. And then from there, if you're going to do the math from there, it costs food, gas, that'll dwindle down a little bit. And so basically, the casino powwows offered enough money, and the prize money might be big and everything like that, but it was enough to afford them to travel to the next powwow, to make a little bit farther. You know, it afforded them to help them pay for their meals, to pay for their gas, to pay for their food, even to help out their friends, to help get to the next powwow. That was the key thing. That's the reason why, even though you look at the money that they're given, because we know that there are professional powwows. They go powwow to powwow, and they're not going to be millionaires. They might be if they're good savers, and I need to talk to them.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
But anyways, one of the greater things about the Skamitzin powwow and some of the things we learned is how it helped tribes to bring a different enjoyment to the powwow trail, more competitive powwows, and that's the important part of where we are, is powwows are competitive today. We do know that the traditions are being changed a little bit, but in the 21st century, we do know that we have to use some of the things that we have today to survive, and that's key. But the powwow trail and the casino powwows, they're one of the biggest benefits and joys that American Indian country has been able to have. And whether or not we appreciate or go to the casinos, you know, that's not something for me to decide or say that's good or bad. But it is one of the things that I see as a benefit. And that's the thing as American Indian people, is we need to look at how we're benefiting each other. Yeah, not every tribe is doing well with their casinos. You can look that up. Some tribes are not doing really well. They've still got some things to work out. But the tribes who have really started and stepped up and taken that economic development that they've had from their tribes and are being able to give back and help others and share their culture by putting on these types of powwows like they do around in the areas I'm at. This tribal powwows here in Kansas, these tribes are doing really well, helping their tribal members with their economic developments, as well as bringing their culture and sharing it through their powwows, excuse me. And that's the key to where we are and the understanding and the importance of the casino powwows. Because, right, the casino powwows, they're great, because after the casinos or the powwows over, you can go to the casino and you can take that powwow winnings and you can donate it right back, because that's what happens sometimes. Hey, China. But, you know, we do thank you for taking a little bit of time with me. As you have noticed, my co-host is not here this weekend, but we are all right. We are hoping he is enjoying his time, because I know he is somewhere on the trail, wherever he is. If you see him, tell him, Chilby, it's time to get back on the powwow trail with the native guys. But we're going to end our program this afternoon with a little bit of music from the times of Shkamitzin powwow. So we've found and we've been searching and scouring, and we're going to bring you the sounds of the Shkamitzin powwow of some of the drum groups that were there. We do hope, wherever you are this weekend, that you enjoy your time on the powwow trail, and you all have a great and wonderful weekend.
We'll be right back.
You've been enjoying the sounds of the Powwow Trail. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're listening to some sounds from Skamitzin. That's where a lot of those drum groups that you heard that we played are from. Some Southern Thunder, a little bit of Mystic River, a little bit of Chiniki Lake, a little bit of Kozans. I don't know. I threw a whole bunch of things in there. I forgot who it was. But we are glad that you've tuned in with us today on the Native Broadcast Network. We know it's been a long work week. We know that you're getting ready probably to head out on that powwow trail. We're looking out for Tribewa Washik. He's somewhere on the powwow trail. If you find him, tell him, hey, dance hard on the powwow trail. All of y'all today, we hope you're enjoying your week, whatever you've been doing, whatever hard things have been going on through this week. It's time to relax and rewind and just sit back with the powwow guys, the native guys on the powwow trail. Yep, I can't even talk right. That's what happens. We do thank you for joining us on our today's program. It was the casino powwow. You know, there's a lot of casino powwows out there today. We were talking about the beginnings of it, like Skamitzin, one of the top and starting of the casino powwows as they've gone on and grown throughout the years. Now they're just a regional powwow with other tribes have kind of taken the reins now and are having powwows based on what their casinos are doing and providing great things, bringing in all these different tribes together to share into the culture and the benefit of what we do as Native American people. And that's what we enjoy, being on the powwow trail. Man, I love being on the powwow trail. I've enjoyed this episode of the powwow trail. We've been doing some great things, as we call this episode 777, the casino powwow. That's right. Place your bets tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because somebody's going to win on the powwow trail today. It might be you. It might be me. No, not really. I'm not going to powwow this weekend. But hey, somebody is going to win. We do want to encourage you to take the survey that we have at someguytalking.com. Again, that is someguytalking.com. You can go and hit the survey link. Take a little survey. It asks you a few things about the powwow, some things you might even try to figure out who's your favorite drum group. Let's get in there, and we can start helping and getting things a little bit more straight to you, the listener, based on what you're telling us. So we appreciate your feedback. We appreciate those who've gone and done the survey. Tell others about it, and we're going to do a few bit more of those surveys. But you know what? We've enjoyed our time on the powwow trail this week. We don't want to take a little bit of time, but this is Russ. Trilby will be here hopefully next week, And we thank you for joining us again on an episode of the Pow Wow Trail. Ladies and gentlemen, you enjoy the week, and we're going to sign off with a little bit more from the Pow Wow. Yeah. Broadcast Network. I'm Russ, and this has been an Episode 7, The Casino Powwow, on the Blog Talk Radio Waves. We hope you enjoy your weekend, and come back and follow us on the Native Broadcast Network. Good job! You've been listening to the Native Guys on the BlogTalkRadio.com radio waves. Hoo-choo!